Capital punishment is far from foolproof. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Austin Surratt, William Nelson Cromwell Professor of Jurisprudence and Political Science at Amherst College, explains the stakes for states.
On November 21st, following a run of botched lethal injections, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced a pause in her state's use of capital punishment. But it turns out that Alabama's execution difficulties are not unique. In states across the country, lethal injections have been more frequently botched than any other execution method. When lethal injection was first adopted in Oklahoma in 1977, proponents declared that executions using this method could be accomplished with no struggle, no stench, no pain. But right from the start, administering lethal injections has proved to be difficult to get right. Of the 1,054 lethal injection executions carried out from 1982 to 2010, more than 7% were botched. Since then, things have only gotten worse. As states have experimented in the hope of finding reliable drugs for their execution, botched executions have occurred as much as 20% of the time. During some of those executions, inmates have cried out in pain. In others, like those in Alabama, inmates were tortured for hours as executioners tried to insert an IV. Alabama now joins Ohio and Tennessee, which also have paused executions and launched investigations after lethal injections failures. And lethal injections' continuing problems have also contributed to the decision of 11 states to abolish the death penalty since 2007. In the end, what has happened recently in Alabama exemplifies what Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor once called the cruel irony that the method of execution that appears most humane may turn out to be our most cruel experiment yet.
That was Austin Surratt of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.